Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 23, 2023. Lucky number 13. Just as a rose has 13 petals, the assembly of Israel consists of 13 qualities of Rachamim, surrounding it on all sides. Introduction of the Book of Zohar, the Rose. An assembly of people who want to rise to the Creator in connection with each other reveals such possibilities of connection between them that raise them to the Creator. There are only 13 such opportunities. This is a special number that indicates that people use all their opportunities to become similar to the Creator in good connection with each other. By the way, in Judaism, the number 13 is considered lucky. This is the largest number of egoistic properties of a person that he can change from a negative use to a positive one. From CAB TV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. A spiritual cell. Question: are there any restrictions in mixing the souls, that is, in spiritual mixture? We often talk about mutual integration when one person accepts the desires of the other. But on the corporeal level, everything is kind of determined. Here I am, here are my wife and children. Answer: this comes from the fact that the husband, wife, and their children are one spiritual cell. It is just that in our world it was divided into a male part and a female part, but in the spiritual world it is one part tsuf. Of yutt, thickness, and zakutt, purity, subtlety, desire, and masach, screen, which work together. Therefore, in spirituality, there are no separately existing female and male parts. Their joint work generates the next state called children. Therefore, in our world, we are arranged in such a way that we are grouped into families. In the spiritual state, there can be no confusion with husbands and wives, and everyone will find their other half. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Promiscuous Sex, May 14, 2011. How can I become a favorite of the Creator? Question: does the Creator have favorites? Answer: yes, despite the fact that he is great, omnipotent, and objective. The sources say that in different centuries, at different times, he had favorites. Question: how can one become a favorite of the Creator? Answer: try to be closer to him. Do what he wants from you, and then he will pay attention to you. That is, you will begin to awaken a connection between you and him. Gradually, with your constant positive influence, you will be able to create such a system of connection that you will influence him, and he will influence you. From CAB TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. The world inside and outside. Question: let's say I go out into the world and tell a person certain things. Despite the fact that everything is inside of me, does he nevertheless exist as if in my perception? Is there a line between what I can say and what I cannot? Answer: yes. You have to treat a person as existing outside of you because this is how you perceive him at the moment. When you are able to turn to him within yourself, then it is a completely different level. As long as the world is not corrected, it exists both outside and inside. When the world is completely corrected, that is, when I will correct in myself absolutely all external parts that will become my internal ones, then it will all become one. I cannot explain this. You have to feel it. Instead of understanding with your head, try to understand with your heart. Then everything will be fine. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. I Am Surrounded by Freaks, May 30, 2011. What is the effect of the light? Question: what is the structure of light like? What is its effect, even if we do not make an analogy of our world? Answer: this is the light of thought, comprehension, illumination, disclosure, and wisdom. New capacities in the senses and in the mind open up in you, and you suddenly begin to expand. It is as if you have awakened and are still half asleep, drooping, drinking a cup of coffee, and suddenly you begin to open up from the inside in feelings and mind. Everything begins to awaken. This is the feeling of the impact of light. You feel new layers of the world, the depths of people, and you feel how everything is moving. Question: why is this sensation called light? Answer: the light of comprehension, insight, sensation, and reason is the way of the world. Light is the foundation of the world, foundation of life, and the foundation of nature. It is not necessarily visible light. These are the waves that carry information and fill us. Question: does this spiritual light still affect the material world? Answer: yes, it also acts on the material world, and it forms and holds it. But this is its very small and backward part that is necessary only for us to exist in the illusion of our world and gradually come out of it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How does light affect? May 7th, 2011. The Creator is always close to a person. A person should try to see that the Creator addresses him every moment through different forces and different events. In fact, the Creator is always close to a person and working on him. Therefore, if a person does not stop searching and always remembers that everything he feels comes from the Creator and he yearns to connect with him, he will never stray from the right path and will always be aimed at the Creator. At any time, behind any phenomenon, the Creator's address to him is hidden, and here everything depends only on the person as to what extent he is able to constantly aim for the Creator. Sometimes the Creator causes a person to cool down by sending him disturbances, but this is not in order to lead him astray. On the contrary, it is to awaken a person and to teach him. This is how parents teach a child to walk. They step back so that the child makes an effort and takes a step toward them. No matter what happens, every time we are certainly dealing only with the Creator who does not leave us for a moment, and all we need is to not leave him. No matter how we feel the Creator's attitude toward us, the main thing is not to interrupt direct communication with him. That is, we must try to react to every impression received from the Creator by responding to it from our hearts in the same way in which the Creator addressed us. It does not matter that a person still lacks knowledge, he just wants to be in connection with the Creator and therefore tries to be constantly ready to respond to the Creator's address to him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, June 17, 2023. Writing of Rabash, what it means that the name of the Creator is Truth. Choosing a name for a child. Question: does the choice of a person's name play any role? Where does a name come from? Answer: yes and no. The fact is that the name of a person is supposedly given by accident by his parents. Why the parents had a desire to give him or her a particular name seems to be their business. In fact, the name speaks of the inner essence of a person. There is nothing random in the world because everything is absolutely predetermined. But we do not know that. What if your name is so-and-so and my name is so-and-so? Our parents wanted to name us that, based on the circumstances, that is, on the advice of relatives. Or a young mother read a novel and wanted to name the child by the name of its character. Let's say the name Madonna or Diana is popular today. At one time, the name Angela was popular, and so on. It does not matter. The popularity of names does not matter. It is predetermined anyway. Therefore, any hint of anything contains an internal source. Do you think you can guess the qualities or fate of a person by their name? This is unavailable to us unless you are Wolf Messing. It was enough for him to look at a person, and he immediately saw both his name and his fate. It is written down in nature but not for our use. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Choosing a name for the child, May 7th, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, can a dream predict something? Dreams are when our brain assorts impressions from our experiences that need a certain sensory and mental rearrangement. I understand that many people delve into interpreting dreams, and use them to predict the future, but I personally hold no such beliefs. I never deal with dreams. It was the same with my teacher, Kabbalist Baruch Ashlag, Rabesh. When I asked him about dreams, he said that the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is what I learned from him, has nothing to do with dreams or their explanation. That being said, there was a time when one of my fellow students visited a fortune teller who stated that she no longer saw our teacher, Rabesh, beyond 1994. And it indeed turned out to be the case. We also asked Rabesh about it, and he said that he did not want to take it into account. That is, the correct approach of a person walking the spiritual path is not to consider such phenomena. Based on Kab TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 18, 2023. Written, edited by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.